Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. And we wanted to do some checking tonight before we started the show, just to check in with people and see how they heard about the show. So if any of you are willing who are on a chat and you'd want to open your microphone, some of you have mics, some of you are just listening. So we have Roger and Renee and Larry and George and other folks. So if you would open your mic, George, we'll call on you. How did you find out about the show?
I found out about it because I know we have one every Tuesday. So I went to the SoundHealthOptions.com tab, and under radio shows, I went to Directions for Truth, and it said the show was last week, so I went to the other radio show, Happy Hour, and it said there was one today on the 25th.
Did you?
And then I scrolled down, and then I clicked on the link.
Did you get an announcement through your email?
I don't remember.
Okay. Larry, did you get an announcement, or Philip, or any of the rest of you? Did you get an announcement through your email, or how did you find out about the show? Larry?
I did ditto George.
Okay, so you didn't get an announcement either?
No.
Okay. Philip, you're on the roads so much, but you're always with us. I love it. Do you catch us on your radio, or do you have an iPad in your truck, or what, Philip? You could open your mic and talk to us. Well, if you can get to your mic, open it. Renee?
Yeah, he may be driving.
Yeah, Renee, I thought about that after I asked him. Renee, you're a new listener. How'd you find out about us? You want me to unmute you? Okay, I've unmuted your mic, Renee.
The Chinese are equating. The Russians are equating. Iran is involved.
Oh, well, that's not us. So she's listening to some other station. Roger or Terry, either one of you get an announcement? Terry, I see your mic's open. Go ahead and talk.
I did. I got an email announcing it.
When did you get it?
Let's see. I'm trying to. I think it was either earlier today or last night. I think. I get so many emails, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for your information about letting us know how our publicity and announcements are going. We would like to reach more people here on the show, Happy Hour, which is sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, a research institute in Ohio that deals with vocal analysis. And tonight, we're going to do vocal analysis and bring you some real live cases of how to tell who's fibbing to you and how to use your voice to see who you really want to be with or not. We're entitling the show, Because You Have a Right to Know. I have a couple of announcements. I know Richard usually does announcements about Twitter and where people can hear about this when we go on. Richard, do you want to do those announcements then I have a couple of announcements, then we'll go to your announcements because they lead directly into the show.
Into
very
the show,
nice.
Sure. For people who are over here in the Blog Talk Radio world, and actually for the WebEx people too, the stuff that you're going to hear, the information that Sherry's going to talk about and we're going to discuss, you might want to hear the audio again real soon. And you can find that about 20 or so minutes, I would say a good 20 minutes after the show ends at Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to go to Sound Health Options, click on the radio tab, and then click on the Blog Talk Radio archives. And the last five shows that we've done will be there in the little player. And I would say, like I say, this is about 15 to 20 minutes. They're pretty good at getting rendering out pretty quickly. And you can find us there. And I would also suggest it would be really great for, even if you're over there at WebEx only listening to these or participating, but it's really good if you go to Blog Talk Radio, sign up for a free account. They won't spam you. They won't track you. They won't be, you know, mean to you that I know of. I've been with them for years, and they haven't ever spammed me. And sign up and follow the Sherry Edwards. That's what it's called. Look for Sherry, search for Sherry Edwards, and the 500-plus shows we've done will show up. And follow, because it gives us good juice at Blog Talk Radio. And then you can come play at Blog Talk Radio and say mean things to me and chat over here, or nice things.
Did you see that we have over 250,000 active listeners to the show?
I try not to think about that. Yes.
That's just absolutely astounding.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
So they can go to our radio tab, and just at the beginning it says, listen to archives, Blog Talk Radio shows, and they keep five or six up there all the time. And if you want to go back and listen, like there is a show that we did on the same topic a couple of years ago where we were, I think, talking about Obama doing something with the environment. You can go back to Blog Talk Radio and put in a search word, and it will usually bring up the show. Let me see if I have that one. I don't have it up. I have so much up on my boards.
Let me toss in one other thing about people listening to the shows. You can also go to, if you're an iTunes user, you can go there. If you're a Stitcher user, which is a great free pocket podcast app that works both in Android and Apple, and maybe even Blackberries for the three Blackberry users left on the planet. So you can find it in an app like Pocket Casts or Stitcher, or there's a whole bunch of them if you have a favorite. But if you go there and search for Sherry Edwards, for example, at Stitcher, you'll be able to pull up any of the shows that we've done, so of the over now 500 shows, and be able to listen to them on your portable device or on your computer if you want to pull up the app on your computer as well. So they're available a lots of places.
And we love it when people go listen to the show afterwards as well, or tell their friends about this show. A lot of you have been sending our show links to magazines and TV shows, and they are getting in touch with us, and they're looking at what we're posting. We just posted a big project on fibromyalgia and gave away free fibromyalgia evaluations for a lot of people. That was exciting. Our next one is going to be on lipodemia, and you can go to soundhealthportal.com/lipodemia, LIPOEDEMA. Now, we're spelling a little bit differently than other places because they're spelling it two or three different ways. Lipo, L-I-P-O, meaning fat, and edema means accumulation. And we did Kirstie Alley, and Kim Kardashian, and Oprah, and Beyonce, and lots of other folks. And we put up their files because it's very easy to get copies of their vocal prints, and they're all public domain. And so we look at somebody like Oprah, who has a big bottom and a smaller top, And we want to look at why she has this yo-yo diet thing going on. And so the same thing with Kirstie Alley. So we evaluate them in terms of people that we already know who have this lipidemia. And if you go online and just say pictures, lipidemia, it will make you cry. Some of these women who have their fat in liquid stage and it goes into a cell and then hardens and can't get back out. It takes my breath away what these people are suffering. And so that's one of the reasons that we're doing this as a public service, and we're going to be doing evaluations for lipidemia also. For those who were with us, and I don't remember when, oh, we were on Guardian, which we is another show that we do for a private group, a lady that didn't know she had lipidemia, and I said, well, how you tell is you begin palpating, gently massaging the inner thigh, and if there's painful fat or fat nodules there, you probably are in one of the stages of lipidemia. And she was very surprised, and a lot of people on the show afterwards wrote to me and said, I didn't know I had this. I just thought I was getting fat. And it isn't about eating. It isn't about diet. It's about how the body metabolizes liquid fat. It's the difference between coconut oil that is runny and clear and you know, you can pour it, and coconut oil that is solid. So go look up some of these articles. We'll be posting it. And we do have classes coming up for fibromyalgia. Now, our classes have been free all along, the two-day classes. But since we've decided now to give away the microphone and to give away year-long software, we decided to charge. And so many people were disappointed with that. So you can still take the class for free, but you just can't get the microphone. If I had the money, you know, I'd give you the microphone. I just don't have the money, and there's nothing else I can do without. I've done without salaries and an office and desks and whatever I could do without in order to bring this to people. So we need to charge for it for those people that can afford it, but I just wish I could give you the microphone for free. I have the hiccups. The other part of that is if you pay your $300 for the beginning two-day class, we'll give you back that $300 when you take the professional course. So you really have nothing to lose. And we have about 50 people in each of those two-day free classes because you can start your business just by taking that two-day free class. You know, people think free class, it's nothing. But this is a two-day grueling, get ready to help your community and make some money doing it class. Richard, you've come to the two-day class. Can you add anything to that?
Grueling with a capital G. It is. You know, it all seems like it's all fun and games. So you're alone in a, you know, webinar with Sherry teaching you. In a really positive way, but I mean, it's a lot of information. It's not, you know, one of these webinars where you think, oh, look, some PowerPoint, they're going to talk for a while. Sherry's really showing you how to do this and print out reports and get through the process so that you can learn how to take a vocal print, run it through the software, and get to the other side of producing a report with amazing amounts of information in it.
It's not what you would expect from a free class.
No.
That's my point.
No. This is not, don't even think about those like silly webinars where you kind of have them in the background while you're doing something else. This is, you are attention with your notepad because there's a lot of great information.
And a lot of free information that we have put together. And like the computer programs we give away are $187 a piece, and we give you three of them. So I thought putting something out for free would attract a lot of people, but people come back and say, if it's free, it must not be worth anything. Well, that's not my look at life. I look at what is offered and go from there. And we've done this for 2 years now. And we just decided to continue to do it free. We just can't give you the microphone and other things that cost us money, because we have to buy those microphones. So I'll get off that soapbox. Those were my announcements, Richard.
Okay, I'll have two. One I'll be quick with, and the second one will be a lead-in for, I believe, a great vocal print to look at to figure out, like, what is going on in there? The first one, I'll put this link in both chats after I'm done, that a Buffalo pipeline leaks 19,000 gallons of crude oil on farmland in Oklahoma, and the Buffalo pipeline owned by the Houston-based Plains All-American Pipeline leaked approximately 450 barrels, or roughly 19,000 gallons of crude oil onto farmland in Oklahoma last week. And a wheat farmer and cattle rancher said he lost an estimated 120 acres of pasture. So my question is, I wonder if the oil company is going to reimburse him for that loss and the potential future loss of losing 120 acres. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Sort of like the vaccine company, the government exonerated him.
Well, and especially since, you know, their Trump land is closing down anything that the EPA had or does as quickly as possible. And taking away, you know, legal anything, representation. You know, I guess I have the feeling we're going to see more of this without any action of any kind, because the EPA is being, you know, chained at the ankles and thrown into a dark room. So that's bad. And then the second one will lead into the vocal print Sherry did of Scott Pruitt, where I'm really trying to figure out this thing he did. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on a different show, where the EPA won't, you know, Pruitt basically threw out the science and said, go ahead and use, the EPA will not ban chlorpyrifos, which is a, I think known, could be used, but it's been inferred. Oh, that's how they like to write this. Environmental groups pointed to a recent studies showing an minuscule amounts of chlorpyrifos sold by Dow Chemical can interfere with brain development of fetuses, infants, and children. And they accused that same environmental group accused Pruitt of putting the interests of big business over people. And my question is, how can you do that? What is in your brain that allows you to say, not only, you know, sort of pull it back and ignore research that has been done showing this possible effect and say, no, it's good. Go ahead, do that. Use that. Make sure that farmers have access to this. Really?
How is Monsanto getting away with it?
Yeah. Same category, I bet.
I just find it incredible. And we're going to use, is it Scott Pruitt? Is that his name?
Yeah.
We're going to use his file using a program called NanoVoice. And we're going to show you how to do this so you can do it on your own. So if you go to our Sound Health Options site and go to downloads, there's NanoVoice. And we would like you to download these charts. There's two of them there. One of them done by one of our students and gave it to the public. I think it was Paulette Hansen that did it. And the blue and purple pyramid, if you click on those, it gives you the tutorials to do everything that we're going to show you this evening. Now, this note correlate chart is important, and one of my undergraduate degrees is in interpersonal communication, and I was always curious about how people communicated, and I would listen to their voice, and I would know things, you know, when they were telling the truth, when they were lying, when they were withholding. So I put these charts together, and that was one of my senior projects about essential silent perceptors. What was in your vocal prints that told other people about you that people felt or knew, but they just couldn't bring themselves to confront you with it? So I wanted to provide a computer program to the world so you could tell when your husband or your kid or your politician or your mother or your boss or anybody else was lying to you. So I created a nano voice, which is 12 notes across the screen, and it's divided with little white lines, and those white lines represent 3% of the note on either side, so that one note is never mistaken for another. And as you hit the microphone, and all of the information on how to do this is in that little tutorial, and there's a tiny nano manual. It's all there for you, so that anybody lying to you, if you can get a copy of their vocal print, you can look at it in columnar form or in numeric form. So Richard and I are going to play a little game here, a very serious game. He has asked me to go in and record this Pruitt's voice and to be able to see what's going on with it. So we're going to look at a couple of things here. We're going to look at the colors of each of the columns. Blue is emotions. You feel blue. Green is do, like farmer, or make money, do something. Yellow is intellectual. You can read that or remember that by the little yellow light bulb above a comic strip character. And red is like Santa Claus, judgmental, impetuous, spontaneous. They're future-oriented, or they can be totally unfuture-oriented. So future would be Santa Claus, and the other end of that would be like Archie Bunker, if you remember. And so we'll be looking at these colors to tell us something. So Richard is going to take a quick look at either the numeric view or the columnar view, and he's going to ask questions or provide information to you guys about how to interpret this. So where do you want to start, Richard?
I always like looking at the numbers.
Okay, you guys are looking at the numbers of all the different octaves, and zero is middle C, and this is a child's octave. Minus one is female, or giving and sharing. Minus two is take charge, sort of masculine. Minus three is foundational, gut level. What is the guy on Bonanza? Hoss.
Hoss.
Most of his views would be down here because he very much depended on his gut level intuition, what's the right thing to do. Above zero is plus one, and that's fantasy. And above that is godlike unreality, sort of speaking. If you talk to one of the gurus or whatever, they might have a lot of information up here. You may not be able to perceive that in their voice because they talk to God in the morning and the trash guy in the afternoon. You know, they can manipulate or move through these octaves, and everybody's voice moves through these octaves. So, Richard, what do you see?
I have to think of all my words that I can use on air. So he has no foundation, or very little foundation, to what he's saying.
Why do you say that?
Because there are very few numbers in the bottom row, which is his foundation. I can't see what that light blue is. That's minus three. So he has very few numbers, and they're very low, what is down there. And the next level up, I want to jump to the zero and up, if I can.
Because it's more full?
Well, because it's more full, yeah, because it has more numbers in it, which means more activity. And
that's
especially, That's where he lives. So he, the very top row, the godlike thing, means that he thinks that he, you know, like, knows what he's doing, but he seems to be tripping. I mean, he has like a child fantasy level of how he's thinking based on the zero and one levels. You know, it's all above child and above. He's high. And I don't mean that. I don't mean that really. I mean, it's like he must, the only rationale to me would be you must be altered to be able to make those kind of decisions. Like this thing that I was just talking about with Koperos. I mean, how could he be operating? It's all from some altered state of childlike fantasy.
Well, when you look at D Sharp, and that's information brokering, so he has a God idea that the information he possesses is a good thing. And Richard and I did that from looking at two things. We looked at this chart at D Sharp. Information brokers, not apt to share real self easily, uses narrative as examples to teach. So, whoops, that's not it. Is it below this? Did I leave it under there? Well, I'll just do it this way. There's two different ones, so I'll just flip in the number system this way. It's the same, but he had 92 here. That's the highest one. Let me go back and find that other one.
So he believes that he is brokering truth.
Yeah.
Or that he has an attitude about his brokering. He believes he is speaking the word. I'll put it that way.
He is, yeah, he's fooled himself into thinking that what he has to say is very important.
And he has a history. It wasn't that this started happening when he was brought in by Trump. He had a history of suing the EPA repeatedly for I forget what state he came from. But I mean, he had a history of being anti-EPA. So, you know, editorial, it's appalling to me that they would bring him in to head the EPA, but it kind of goes with the pattern of destroy the planet, make more money. That's an editorial. But it's really amazing to me that I would have thought that based on how he presents it, he would have had some foundation, but he has no foundation. He just thinks that his word is that, is it, is just that. It's the word.
Well, he lacks a foundation of this being his words, though. And that's what bothers me. This is all, it's coherent because you can jump from number to number to number to number. There's no number really here segregated. So that's coherent, but it's not his. So somebody's either paying him, and to look at whether or not somebody's paying him, you have to go back and look at F and F sharp, and is that matching? We got do and accomplish and emotions, and normal's about 42, and for F we have 10, and for F sharp we have 40. That's very unbalanced. This is male sexuality, but it also represents money. Unbalanced here. So somebody has used some kind of currency, and it looks like it's emotions. So look at how high his ego is. And I'm getting that from going back and looking at this chart, that note of C is ego.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I do that, I lose the stuff underneath. Okay. So a lot of this is just emotional. Somebody is either stroking his ego or has convinced him in some way that he can save the world if he will just use this very coherent information. You want to see what the computer says about him?
Please.
You have anything else to add before we jump there?
No, I have a bunch of words I can't use. That's what I have.
Oops, canceled. Oop. Because I didn't put a name Oop. In there. Nope, I didn't. Okay, we'll record. I didn't save it, and I should have. It's a wonder I didn't lose it.
Wow.
Others see you as having leadership potential but resent you for the same reason. You push yourself and others to finish the job. You love new ideas. Usually what's going on right now is the bottom. You understand that trust should be earned, but often trust without reservation. So that's why it's somebody else's ideas that he's running with. You sometimes help others to the detriment of yourself. So yes, they've convinced them on an emotional level. Your emotions run strong and can influence your health. In his case, lower back. You work well with others and are often put in a leadership position. You do what you do for the benefit of all concerned, even if it stresses you personally. You can be easily distracted from carrying out your plans by a more exciting prospect. You can find what you need, so organization isn't really necessary. What is that saying? That he has a tendency to go with new projects, projects that others bring him, things that satisfy him emotionally, and once he has all the facts, he can run with it as a leader. That's generally what that says. There are lots of examples of all of this. Look for what octaves are filled up. Look at the highest numbers, and in this case, 76. So we have another one over here that has even higher numbers.
Yeah, I think the other one had 90-something in that same position.
I hope I didn't lose it. That's Scott Pruitt 2. Let's look at Scott Pruitt 1. Yeah, 92.
It has 92.
And here's 92 also. So you know those. You can literally say information brokering from a God perspective, management from a fantasy perspective. Oh, here's one too. And this is be martyrdom. It can also be a love of humanity. So somebody could easily talk him into doing something if they would prove to him or put information in front of him that indicated that what he was doing was the right thing. He wouldn't go out and deliberately lie, it doesn't look like, but somebody has convinced him that what he's doing is the right thing. So do we blame him, or do we, there's a way around this. We send him information that counters what he is saying and just absolutely bombard him with the information that he's wrong about. There's a way
actual,
around.
You mean actual written information, or you mean subtle energetics?
Yeah. Okay. No, both.
He doesn't, but with this particular instance of the Chlorpyros, he had studies that he just set aside and said, "I don't care about those studies. I don't care what the science says. I think this is something that farmers need to have access to."
Well,
so he doesn't seem to be educatable.
Well, we'd have to do it from an emotional perspective and say, these are side effects. Do you want your grandchildren? Go at him from an emotional perspective because you've got all that blue in there.
Yeah.
Not from an intellectual perspective. Those studies are not going to convince him. He has very little intellect here. Accomplish, and to get something done, they probably... the A is management. We'll get better crops. We'll do this, and that'll be wonderful. But we've got to go the other direction and say, emotionally, this can cripple. Emotionally, this will do this to the planet. You have to come at him from emotions. And notice he has no justice here. Zero, zero. So coming at him from an intellectual justice perspective, he will ignore it. And anybody who has this information about him will know exactly how to convince him, how to get around him, and it's emotions. And it's emotional information. Now, somebody else has convinced him with the studies that he put aside, but he has very little respect for these studies. Less send him studies that show that some people were hurt, that people will be hurt in the future. He'll pay attention to that. This is how you use these things against people. You know, and they are starting now, and nobody on our radio show should tell anybody this. But they're putting music behind Obama and a bunch of these other people now. So it's making it very, very difficult for me to be able to do evaluations. Because I just don't have the money to buy the equipment to take out that other soundtrack. I will someday. Okay, so if you were to meet him face to face, what would you say to him, Richard?
I don't think I should be the delegate. I mean, you know, this the piece right here, the quote from this article that I put in both chats, where they are saying, you know, the environmental group that put this information out, and I believe that he must have access to, I mean, he's the head of the EPA. He should be able to get any piece of information he wants. And so the studies that he read or just chose to ignore because he doesn't believe in studies, where it's saying right here that it can interfere with brain development of fetuses, infants, and children. I don't know how much more emotional that can be. How
because
can it be more?
His daughter, his neighbor.
I see. You have to personalize it. Okay.
Yes, it can't be an intellectual, factual thing. He's not going to pay any attention because he has very little yellow. Unless somebody he cares about and respects on an emotional level brings him the intellectual stuff, he's not going to pay any attention. Emotions will get to him, accomplish what he can accomplish in the future by management and by information. How he could make the world better for his grandchildren. Yes, it has to be personalized and has to be personal information. If one of his own was ever hurt by any of this, he would turn around in a second.
And it's possible that somebody has, could you scroll up to the top of that, just above that photograph? Because it's possible that maybe what he's saying here is that he's providing regulatory certainty to thousands of American farmers. So maybe somebody has approached him, or the farm lobby has approached him with an emotional angle of, this is going to be a hardship for you to take away this potential neurotoxin from farmers. They didn't say it that way. That's how I'm saying it. But I mean, maybe that's the emotional angle.
That would have to be a lobbyist.
Yeah.
That would say it that way.
Yeah.
I think if the farmer was really educated in the right way, just like we had Gwen Olson on, where she was educating the doctors in a way that the pharmacy people wanted them educated, not with any certainty about what these side effects were going to do, you know, and with her integrity, she quit teaching the doctors the wrong stuff. And it looks to me like the lobbyists or the people selling this to the farmers may not have educated them correctly. So I don't know who is taking this up, but let's find the people on the other side here and let them know how to approach this guy. That's the only thing I can offer. You have a right to know what he'll respond to. Emotion, something close to him, and get the intellect out of it, get the lobbyist out of it, go to the farmers, educate the farmers, and then send the farmers back to him. I hope that takes care of a bit of this, because I have lots of other examples to show you what to look for. And the biggest one is look for that lack of foundation. And you also want to look for, can I reach each note? Can I go here and here and here to go back up there to get that one? Little glitch there with the note of G. Physically secure. There's a little bit of problem there. So you could say that would be a vulnerable point for him. And this is female caring and giving. There's a little in right there. But the rest of this, you could jump to any of these. Now, down here, you could probably go diagonal. But with the ego here on a foundation or a take charge, the ego here is totally segregated from the rest of his chart. Ego is not the way to get to him because he ignores it. Hmm. It's not connected. This little piece on foundation is not connected. What to do about what you perceive and how to deal with it in a useful physical environment. He's not paying attention to that. He's segregated it off by itself. Can you see how these charts are incredibly literal?
Well, it always amazes me. This is why I'm such a big fan. I should get a T-shirt that says Nano Voice. You know, this is the, for people listening, particularly over at the Blog Talk Radio side, NanoVoice is free software you can go to soundhealthoptions.com now and get for free. I mean, really free, not kind of like trial. It's free. Sherry's nuts. It's free. And it does take a little, you know, it takes some time to learn how to use it. But it's not that hard. I mean, you make a recording and it produces reports. And then you take some more of the classes or go to Vimeo and watch some of the classes where Sherry really takes you through the how to use NanoVoice. It's an amazing tool to have access to.
We used to give this away even without a registration until somebody started selling it. And then I called them on it and I said, you can't sell this program. It's mine. And they said, if you're stupid enough to give it away, I'm smart enough to sell it. So we put a registration on it so they couldn't charge people. Okay, we have some other things here just as examples to show you. And I'm sure Richard will have comments here too. This is Nunez. He is the head of the House Intelligence Committee where they were doing all that stuff about Trump was in with the Russians and they were investigating, and I was asked to do this. I don't remember who. Oh, a Joyce Riley's radio show. But you look at Nunez and you think that this is a WAVE file because it's so full, but it really isn't. Green, accomplish or do. So that is the key to his personality. A, manage a situation, to accomplish a goal. 21 and 51 is his ego. Now, how do you read that? Well, the highest score here, 21, is going to be the blue, and 51 is going to be all the hits in that category of C. So he was a very complete C and C sharp. Well, he has a lot here. But intellect is not his strong point. Spontaneity is not his strong point. Those are the lowest things going on in his voice. So the highest is A, useful management. This also can stand for spirituality too. Depends on how you look at it. But we look at his chart and it is full everywhere.
Wow.
This is a sign of somebody telling the truth. Where does his energy lie? -1. Just knowing that, you can manipulate this guy. -1 is caring, giving, understanding, some female traits. So you go in to him with an open, giving, female kind of personality, boy, and he's yours. Especially if you're going to talk about his highest note here, the love of humanity. What we can do together for humanity, what we can give to humanity. 28, that could be spirituality, it could be management, it could be manipulation too, if it's in the wrong octave. but he too lacks strong foundation. He has some, he's just learning. But he ended up resigning. I would not have said that he was going to resign, but they had to have promised him a better position for him to even resign. So starting with this very full plate here gives you information about where to go with him. Look for your highest notes. Look for your octave. Look at the relationships. What numbers are very divergent right next to each other? That's a vulnerable spot. 16 to 8. So his vulnerable spot is being talked into perceiving something in a certain way in a childlike octave. That seems so easy to me, but a lot of people find that hard to perceive things that way. 15, 18, 19, 23, 18, this is all very, very similar. 9, 5, 5, 7, 8, 10, all that's very similar. You can say this is a very balanced person. And we're going to look at some very unbalanced people. This is a little bit of unbalance here. I forget what he was talking about. But the right side of the chart from F sharp to B is right-brained. And he's right-brained emotional. But he's also got all of this red, so he's very good on his feet. In this case, from E to F, about the same, talking words for the future. Red is also the future. Where is the biggest problems? G and G sharp. Can you see why I'm saying that? Because that's the biggest fall.
Yeah.
If you could imagine, G sharp got a piece of candy that big, and G got a piece of candy that big, there would be a fight. So how this is going to get into useful fruition is a hornet spot, a sore spot. But if you look at this as, let's go talk to an architect. Well, let's look at some magazines first and see kind of what we like. Does this fit into what we really want? Is this fit into our budget? Let's go talk to the architect. And the architect helps us perceive the plan. The F-sharp guy helps put the plan on paper to make sure all the plumbing will work and it has all the right storage and supporting walls. And that F-sharp guy takes it over to the G guy that starts to build it. And G inspects what G-sharp inspects what G is doing. And together, G and G-sharp works toward filling up the building with the right person, making sure they pay all the rent. They manage the place. That's A and A-sharp. And B is the message guy that takes all the messages around to everybody and keeps everybody in communication. So if you could kind of see that scenario of you want an idea of a house and can you afford it and let's talk about it. Let's take it over to the architect and maybe ask other people's opinions and look in some magazines. Let's get the idea on paper. Let's see if the idea is sturdy. Let's get it built. Let's manage it and let's talk about it. That's a nice little story to remember. And then if you don't want to interpret any of that at all, you can just do the printout and the printout will give it to you. Now, this one was another one of Nunez, and I think he was talking about not resigning, which he ended up doing. Strong foundation on the right side. So he perceives himself as being able to handle this in a good, physical, useful way. His highest notes here are 37 and 31. It sort of peters off here between D sharp and E. Words and information brokering. He has a little bit of a problem there. Lacks ego. Maybe it's something he's already learned. Maybe it's just not involved in what this is. But since this was about his resignation, I would have thought ego was here. But somebody has promised him something beyond what he has now. And he's naive enough, we've got that zero naive, he's naive enough to believe it, at least as an outward appearance. But on some kind of gut level, he doesn't believe it's going to happen. How do I know that? There's disconnect in the chart. See, most of his chart is leaning on the right brain, very little on the F, except in this fantasy layer, somebody gave him information to make him think this 118 and 101 is going to happen. He's going to get to manage something physical. So he was promised something here. F and F sharp is kind of unbalanced, almost double. That's that money part again, F and F sharp. You can take this very literal. Let me see if I have Jerry Sandusky up here, because that is one that really shows. Let's see if I can find it. S-A-N-D-U-S-K-Y. Jerry Sandusky was the guy at Penn State who was a coach that was molesting little boys, or so they said. And he said absolutely not, that there was no sexual interaction, and that was the key right there. No sexual interaction. The key word to him was horseplay. He really felt this was just horseplay and didn't have a thing to do with sexuality. He has a strong foundation, but his highest note is up here in fantasy at 252. And when he talked about there was nothing sexual, this is really somebody who has two personalities, maybe not necessarily a totally split personality, but there's another definition for that. Not a sociopath. It's not as serious as split. Dissociative, that's it. A dissociative personality. See the big blank spots here? And look at 119 over in the note of B. B can be martyrdom. This man really thought he was doing something good for these children. 9-year-old boys having anal sex with them in the shower. And he has a score of 119. 42 is normal. 119 in martyrdom. You see this in Gaddafi. I saw it in Obama. Where did I recently see it? I can't remember. We just did somebody that had a really high B note. But the real clincher here is 252 in the note of D, self-approval in fantasy layer. And this just soared when he was talking about the word horseplay. To him, sexual interaction is with your wife to procreate and have children. When you see somebody disassociative like this, they really convince themselves on some level that what they're doing is of benefit to someone else. I find that incredible. But when you see these big gaps in here, these people are not telling the truth. They are dissociative, or they're in transition going from one thing to the next. See, there isn't a lot of transition or disassociation here, but you can see what's segregated here in Scott Pruitt. He is a yes man. He can be easily manipulated or managed. Let's see, here's the other guy that was saying that Nunez was bad. I thought I'd put these two together. I did. Because remember, Adam Schiff just disappeared off the face of the earth. So here's Nunez, and here's Schiff. Nunez was the head Republican. Schiff was the head Democrat of that intelligence committee. Oh, just the computerized reports? I can't believe I did that. There are no real reports, no graphs here. Let me go back to look at Schiff. There's just printouts. Some people who ask us to do this don't want to see the graphs. They can't read it. They don't know what's going on with it. So they just ask us for the words. Here's Adam Schiff. Okay. Well, why won't this open? Restore. Maximize. Maybe this is it. And you're laughing because you think this is good old Mercury retrograde, right?
That was it exactly. That's right. What a great time to be dealing with so much technology. Wow.
And why would you say wow?
Well, because it's so, I know it means something. I don't know what it means, but I know you'll tell us what it means, that he has a little cluster of numbers on the right in the middle, and he has a little cluster of numbers in the bottom right, and he has three little lonely numbers all by themselves on the far left, but he has like nothing in his chart. How is that possible?
This is somebody being directed by somebody else to carry out something. This was not his message in a logical way. It was his message in kind of a story form from a foundational, I want to say arc, but he's got three different stories here. One about his own ego at 26 and 16, which is way below normal. So you can't say his ego pushed him to do this, which is what he said in his words. I, as a Democratic representative here, need to do da da da, and that was not true at all. He's down here carrying out naive martyrdom, foundational manipulation, or what's the other word? Just totally gone. Management. He's managing something from a gut level, so usually somebody else's when there's this kind of separation. It's not his own stuff, and it's martyrdom. Somebody has come in, set him down, and said, this is what you need to do for the party, for everyone concerned. You need to demand that Nunez resign, and that's what he did. Was it his idea? Somewhat. Was it egotistical? No. Was it some kind of martyrdom because this needs to happen? Yes. But this guy doesn't have enough information to even pull off the farce. We only have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I will hurry. Because this is an absolutely good one. We put these things out months, like that Jerry Sandusky. We put that out almost a year before he was found guilty. But this is, let me make this smaller so I can get to the bottom. This is when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama stood in the hangar with the bodies coming back and saying, it was that video. We are going to get that guy. And they even went so far as to arrest him and put him in jail. And they said that with a straight face, with the bodies behind them and the flag behind them. And this was Hillary's. Was she emotional? Certainly her words were emotional. Was she emotional, Richard?
No.
Not in the least.
Maybe in her mind.
An intellectual balance between perception and action. Words of the balance between creating an intellectual picture and making other people believe it. And when you look at some of this, this is Hillary's. No foundation, minus two octave, and this is where I'll take charge, and there's the F and F sharp, and the rest of it is in fantasy land. Words, 394, fantasy land. Justice, 315, fantasy land. We were vindicated with this. We put this out years ahead. This is Obama talking about these people. C sharp, intellectual justice. I often talk about this as justice my way or the highway. When you see this intellectual C sharp justice, an intellectual ego. Was there an ounce of emotion in either one of them? Absolutely not. And there's Obama. Self-approval, 444. Information fantasy, 474. Ego, 391 in fantasy. Was Obama telling the truth? And he has a total split personality. I shouldn't say that. I'm not a doctor. Bioacoustically speaking, he has a dissociative personality about this. And this is what blows my mind. When Susan Rice went on the air with these talking points, look at how she looks like Hillary Clinton's vocal print. So that's how I know Hillary Clinton sent her. Information brokering. Intellectual. They promised her some big job, and the public wouldn't allow it to happen. 788 in fantasy self-approval. 804 in information brokering in fantasy. No foundation. I'll take charge of all of this information brokering. I hope you guys go back and listen to this and watch so that you can see how to tell if your politician, your neighbor, your boss. Fantasy is an illusion anyway. Everybody really knows when you're not telling the truth or you're not giving all of the information. They're just too polite to confront you. So here's Hillary, all that yellow in E, F, and F sharp. Here's Obama, all of his yellow, intellect is in C and C sharp, emotional justice. And there's Susan Rice, D sharp and E, intellect. You can watch the class again. I know there are those of you in other countries and other sides of the world. We record this, and when we go back and put it up, let me find it where we put it up.
Vimeo, you mean?
Well, I want to go back to our site, and I don't see it. Didn't we just have this up? It's not under there. Let me just open another one real quick and show you where this is, because this is important. And this is also where we keep the keynote. So if I do soundhealthoptions.com and go to Happy Hour under Radio, and we always put it right where... where it says video, WebEx, and it gives the link so you guys can watch. I edit the video. There won't be much editing in this one. I edit it and stick it right here so you can go back and watch this again and again, and we put it up on Vimeo. This won't be very understandable if you're just listening to what is going on. But we will make the video available on the website and on Vimeo within the next 24 hours. I think this is a very important piece of information. Richard, as many times as you've been with us, have you learned new things this evening?
I learn something every time you go like a wild dog chasing something down. Because you see the patterns. I've done this enough with you now where I'm beginning to see some of the patterns. I mean, I can look at the – I like looking at the numbers. It just is the side I like to look at because I get a better immediate, like, wow, that kind of thing. So, no, I learned, you know, more things today. Every time I watch you do that, it's great.
Well, there are several of these on Vimeo of learning to use – nano for compatibilities, for just knowing yourself and talking to the nano about, I really hate this job and I don't want to do this and blah, blah, blah. And we put this out as a public service, just like we're putting out as a public service the information about Kirstie Alley. And you can read the entire article. It'll probably be up tomorrow. And it's going to be under public service announcements on the Sound Health Options. And we have the new site, Math is Medicine, that is partially up, and it'll be on there too. We want to do all of this to try to help people where they're being spit on, some words I can't say, just really fracked up. That's our new cuss word. Taken advantage of, manipulated. I think the people in Big Pharma are despicable. That's the worst word I can find. If I could make up a new word that was worse, way worse than despicable, I would use it. Big Pharma's doing it. Monsanto's doing it. A lot of the political people are doing it. And I think those people need to be serving us. And I think you have an absolute right to know who's telling you the truth. I think it is a talent that we forgot. And I think with the little nano voice, we're going to go back to the idea that privacy is an illusion. And when no one can lie anymore, the world will be in chaos, but only for a while. Thanks for joining us. I know we've run over. Jump into the chat. There's a lot of good information there. Thank you, Jan. That is so sweet.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. All right, everybody. Well, everybody now take a deep breath. It'll all be good. Puppies and kittens, rainbows, unicorns. It'll all come around. Soon will be good. That was great.
That
Thank you,
so
Sherry.
Awesome. What you just said was awesome.
Thank you.
You make the show easy.
Thank you. And see you guys on Sunday when we're talking to. I thought I could almost pull it up. Nope, I got nothing. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. See you Sunday. Bye bye.